I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. Last month, Black Sheep Venue made an announcement that it's been facing a decline in attendance and might not be around in the years ahead. At 12 years old, it's had a long tenure for a DIY music space specializing in punk. This weekend, an anniversary show will highlight local talent. Co-owner of the Springfield Venue, Claire Frasche, joins us now to update us and tell us about upcoming events.
We have recently reached out to the community with a certain form of transparency, letting everyone know that we need them. We cannot function without a demand, and if there's no demand, then there's no way for us to go on. Ever since then, we've received a lot of feedback, a lot of people being really open to helping us continue. Since we've done that post, we've had, I think, just one show. So where we stand now, it's basically a time will tell situation. One of our biggest fears is that people will be really gung-ho for about 3 months and then fall off. So that's something we're trying to avoid. Our purpose in reaching out to the community was really to create long-term results where people buy in, they have ideas, they contribute, and it's something that they want to invest in. I'm feeling really good about it, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how things progress because we've received a lot of interest from people who would like to see themselves do more.
The Black Sheep, of course, is known for punk shows and being open for all ages. It's a drug and alcohol-free space. Over the years, especially more and more over the past couple years or so, there's been maybe a wider variety of events, including lectures. Mm-hmm. There was a play performed there.
Yeah.
There's a clothing swap coming up.
Yeah.
This weekend, for those who have never been, might be a good chance to go check out a show, though. It's the 12th year anniversary show. Tell us about that.
So the 12th year anniversary show is going to be featuring all local acts. There's Stick People, some really cool young guys from the Taylorville area, and they're releasing a new album recorded in Southtown Sound at this show. Really cool, kind of more of like a pop grunge 90s throwback band.
I can see it from the evening, from the crawl space to ceiling, in between a new year, doesn't seem like...
There's Bottom Bracket. They also are releasing a new album. Some of the members of that band are co-owners of Southtown Sound, so it's exciting for them to see their works come to fruition. And they're kind of like a power pop, noodly kind of band. There's Kate Ridge. She is this amazing solo performer. She does acoustic songs, and she's just got a beautiful voice. I'm really excited to have her on the bill. And then there's Prowess, which is basically a punk band, which is fun. So we're creating some variety. BJ Pierce, one of the co-owners, was in charge of setting up the anniversary show this year, and I think it's going to be really turn out really well.
So a co-owner of Black Sheep, BJ Pierce, and also a co-owner of Southtown Sound, which mm-hmm. is the newly improved studio that's right there, right outside the door of the Black Sheep venue. So we'll have more information about that at nprillinois.org, as well as just a list of what else is coming up throughout the rest of the year so far, what's planned. And do you want to give us kind of a highlight reel of what's on the schedule?
Yeah, some highlights. So the anniversary show is coming up this Saturday. I will say that we're doing an event called Band Lotto. The Band Lotto is where you put your name in a box with the complete willingness of knowing that you're going to be chosen at random with like maybe three or four other people. And the objective is to start a band with these people and create, like even just if it's one song, just create something for the show happening in November. So you have a few months. The last chance to put your name in the box is until Saturday, because Saturday at the anniversary show, that's when we're drawing all the names and setting everything up. You don't have to have experience doing anything. If you feel like it's something you'd want to do for fun, just do it. There's literally no pressure. It does require you working with people you've never worked with before. Band Lotto, that's cool. There's also a free show happening the 29th of September. Finances won't hold you back. You can come check it out, see the venue, see the band, see what's going on, meet some new people. And then Battle of the Bands is one more important show I want to touch on. That's the 14th of October, and we're looking for more bands for this. You can visit the website. You can visit the Facebook page, Black Sheep Cafe. Young bands just starting out, even if you're just a solo performer. We want more people for Battle of the Bands, so contact us with interest if you have it.
That was Claire Frasche, a co-owner of Black Sheep Venue in Springfield. For more info on upcoming events, head to nprillinois.org. I'm Rachel Otwell.